This weekend marks the end of an exhibit at Alcatraz, the famous island prison in the San Francisco Bay. It's an abstract piece involving football and math, aimed at pushing back at a prison sentencing system the artist sees as unfair. Ryan Levy from Here and Now contributor KQED has more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Rock.
Hundreds of colorful NFL jerseys are strung on clothesline, winding along the left side of a cold gray cement building at the former Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary. It's about as long as a football field, and the jerseys are part of an art installation called Shortening, Making the Irrational Rational. New York artist Nelson Sayers is the creator. He says the numbers on the jerseys aren't random, but instead spell out the first several hundred digits of the number pi.
Pi is what's called an irrational number, which means it never ends nor repeats. Now, the way to turn it into a rational number is to shorten it. And so that's a metaphor for what needs to be done in these irrational prison sentences.
Sayers isn't necessarily the kind of person you'd expect to create protest art. He's a 41-year-old gangly white guy with brown hair. He's got a PhD in math, and he used to be a hedge fund manager in New York before becoming a full-time artist. But a conversation he had almost 2 years ago started him on the path to Alcatraz.
It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I was talking to a buddy of mine who grew up in a very rough neighborhood in the Bronx.
It was spring 2015, just after Freddie Gray, a black man in Baltimore, died due to injuries sustained while in police custody. And Sayers was asking his friend what he thought.
And he said, well, number one thing, they got to get rid of football numbers because it's destroying families, destroying entire communities.
Football numbers is a prison term for long prison sentences.
And it comes from the idea that if you get 30 years or 44 years or 25 years, it's a number that looks like a number on a football jersey. So the football jerseys hanging in the room point to that expression.
Many of those long prison sentences involve nonviolent drug crimes, and they date back to tough-on-crime efforts like California's 1994 three-strikes law. But California prison spokeswoman Chrissy Hohobashvili says those kinds of sentences have become less common in California. But, Hohobashvili adds, it's not a settled issue.
While those changes have happened and continue to happen, you will still find people in state prison who are serving long sentences, life sentences.
Sayers isn't the first artist to use Alcatraz as a platform for protest. Perhaps most famously in 2014, Chinese activist artist Ai Weiwei staged an exhibition there about freedom and confinement that attracted nearly 900,000 people.
Right next to us, you'll see the Chicago Bears jersey number 85.
Sayers says he chose Alcatraz because he thought staging the exhibit at a famous prison might help people better understand his highly abstract work of art.
Having the backdrop be Alcatraz would certainly point people in the direction that this is about prisons. Because otherwise, you know, you come in and see a room of football jerseys with strange numbers on it and duct tape and things like that, you may not naturally think about prison sentences.
Even with the prison backdrop, some people still don't get it. A fair number of visitors do a quick loop through the jerseys without really stopping. But those that do, like Galen Tom, an artist from Fairfield, California, says the unique setting does the trick.
It really sends a message, especially when you don't get it first and you think, oh, I'm in a prison, I see this, and I'm going through it, and these numbers represent people who served years, some low, some high, in drug-related offenses. It definitely hits at home of understanding it and seeing the gloom of the interior of this place.
Tom says even though some people may not understand the piece, staging it on Alcatraz guarantees one thing, a big audience. And he's right. More than 80,000 visitors have walked through Sayers' jerseys since the exhibition opened last July. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Levy in San Francisco.